Just one of the things that Sagres did not mention is that they actually are putting together a drill team in June of 2018, if you're interested. It's usually about a 10-day trip. You fly out of Cleveland, wherever, and you meet in Manaus, and then it's the 18-20-hour boat ride to the city, and then another 6 to 8, I think, hours to the villages where they're going to drill a well. But you're welcome to join them. The younger you are, let's put it this way. The stronger you are, the more welcome you are. though it is not an easy trip, but it is an extremely fruitful trip, and you will grow in your love of the Lord. So you can contact them or myself or International Association of Missions, okay? Okay, this is our final part of the book of Ephesians. We've been going through the last, I'm not sure when we started, in September, I believe. It's Ephesians 6, 10 through 24. And you can read along, listen as I read. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ, with love incorruptible. Amen. I'm going to take a really different slant on this, perhaps, than what you might expect. I'm not going to talk about the armor of God at all. Okay, this is, I think, every Sunday school class in the world hits that particular spot. And all I want to say about it is not the traditional knight outfit. Okay, I went and looked at the images on Google, and most of the images showed the knight in the full shiny armor. This is not the armor that we're talking about when you're talking about this. You're talking about the Roman soldier's armor. So when you go and do your own search, make sure you're looking at the right thing and what he's talking about. The other thing is he's not specifically talking about clothing or items that we put on. He's talking about truths. He's talking about things that are real. Truth, righteousness, gospel of peace, faith, salvation, word of God. That's the essence there. And he's putting it around it. Suffice to say, that's all I'm going to say about it. It's a way of life. Okay? I want to catch up on verse 10. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I think this whole section of Scripture is talking about being strong. It's talking about standing. He says three times in the first couple of verses, stand, stand, and stand. And it's not a position we'd like. I think we'd rather be offensive. We'd rather charge and go or run the other way. I've often examined my life, and you know, it seems like there are probably three, but I'll use three types of people. You know, they're the ones who run to an accident first responders, and they just charge in. There's one who stare there and watch. I'm kind of the kind of guy who just wants to leave. You too, John? They're the sad ones, yes. There are ones in the accident also. I missed that one. But he is saying stand. And as I've studied church history over the years, it was amazing. Just last year, I read a book that our early forefathers in the church, in the faith, in that first century, first couple centuries, they did a lot of standing in the middle of the Colosseum and in the middle of persecution. And I'll never be more astounded than the one quote I read, and I can't remember who it was, one of the ancients who said, as they were heard in the Colosseum, I think in Northern Africa area, they were facing death, and the one in charge said, defend yourselves, tell us why. What should we do? Why should we believe you? And the guy looked at him and says, our lives had said everything that we need to say to you. And that was it. He said, we're just standing here because our lives have already spoken what needs to be spoken. And so he says in the scripture, Paul says, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. He says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand firm. And verse 14 starts with stand therefore. It's not a standing in fear, it's a standing in confidence. It's a standing of knowing who Jesus Christ is in our lives and knowing that, as Melissa and Saga shared out of Romans, nothing can shake it. This is who I am. I am His, and I can stand with Him. Stand firm, don't move, live the life. Then the other part, let's see, beginning verse 18, he all of a sudden changes. He begins to focus on prayer and on praying. He says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. How do we make that? I sit and I read that and I think, how do you do that? How do you pray 24 hours a day? Because I've got work. You've got jobs. We have children. How do you do that? And I think I've never come to a good answer. I've come to one I can work with, and saying that I just try to keep every thought captive and try to be faithful and thinking about who God is. And when I find, a lot of times I've found that when I find somebody in my ancient history come back, like my high school friends, I just say, okay, pray for them. And I just simply say, God bless them. I don't know where they're at, why it came to my mind just now, but bless them. And every opportunity like that, I just try to keep praying and seeking. But you can't just ignore that. You know, it says pray at all times. We have to struggle with what that means and how do we do that. I was raised in the Roman church, and one of the ways there was, it was called ejaculations. And they were just these little pithy songs, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, or just all kinds of them. I can't remember what they are anymore. It's been so long. I used to try to fill my day with those things. Just ways of bringing my mind back to God and realizing that much of our thought life is prayer. If you really, or should be. It's not always, you know, we're not always contemplating the great questions of the universe. But it is who He is in our lives and what He is doing in our lives, and how can He help our children, or why, even some of the tough questions, why isn't my wife healed? Why isn't so-and-so healed? Why did you take them from us so early? All those things are ways in which we are praying to God. And so we have to struggle with that, praying at all times. Then he goes into part on it's being kept alert, to stay alert, the all perseverance. I think alert goes with standing. You know, that if I'm standing before God the way He's talking about, I'm being alert, because it's not a standing just kind of humdrum. But didn't you see the videos of the hurricanes when the weathermen were outside at about a 45-degree angle, you know, just trying to keep their place? I think they were alert. You know, they were very conscious of what's going on. I think that's what we're called to be. Is you're standing, and we're standing in this force that's trying to kill us. You know? And we have to be alert in that and be aware of that and shift our feet and balance and keep alert. But he goes on, he talks then, pray for me, pray for Paul, pray for that I could be bold. Can you imagine Paul asking to be bold? That seems like a redundant question. But he says, I'm an ambassador in chains, that I may declare boldly. But he goes on and says, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. One of the things I get out of that is that Paul was willing to be accountable. He wasn't trying to hide anything. He was sending Tychicus to tell the people what was going on. This is what's happening. Both what he was doing, but probably, I would guess, what's been done to him, too, because he wasn't in a good position. So there was that accountability. And I'm going to end there. I'm going to end with the prayer he prays at the end for all of us. As we finish Ephesians is a phenomenal book. First three chapters dealing with who God is, the last three dealing more with who the church is, who we are, how we're supposed to be. Encourage you to read it and to study it again and not to be afraid of engaging it. You know, I think we got to engage the scriptures. So just standing firm, you know, we've got the armor of God, you got to put it on, but it's a way of life. It's not a piece of clothing. It's the way we live our lives. Paul gives us an example of what it means, but once you put that on, it's part of your life. It doesn't come off. Praying at all times, and how do we do that? Then in the last two verses, it says, and I would say to you, to each of us, peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ and love incorruptible. And we sang about that grace this morning in some of the music we did. It was really, I thought about having the worship team come up and ending with that, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to end with is that you're staying for Circle Church, and I hope you are. Ephesians 6:10-24, the questions I gave, remembering that our battle is not against flesh and blood, what are the battles you have to fight? This should not be people's names. Remember, it's not flesh and blood. Your enemy is not the neighbor who constantly cuts your trees down or shoots at your dog or does. That's not the enemy. The enemy is what's behind that. Okay? And so what are your battles? You know, if we're going to be family, we need to share those kind of things. The armor of God is a familiar teaching and phrase. Where is your armor lacking today? You know, where do you struggle the most with having that strong point? And then finally was 6:18 makes some strong demands. How do you experience those demands in your life on a day-to-day basis? And then pray verse 23 over each other before breaking up. Father, we thank you and praise you for your servant Paul. We thank you for the wisdom that he was able to impart to us through the book of Ephesians and the blessing that that book has been for us, Lord God. And Father, as we bring this particular study to an end, we pray that you would continue to keep your word alive in our lives, that we could be a people of the word, Lord God, that we could be faithful. And Father, we are conscious of the many leaders around the world who would appreciate the prayers that Paul asked for boldness. Father, for men and women who are in other countries, in other cultures that are far less accepting than ours is, Lord. And even ours is becoming a little more difficult, but not anything like other parts of the world. We pray for those leaders, Lord God, that you would give them a boldness in each one of their lives. And that, Father, you'd give them Tychicuses in their lives that can share what's going on and keep us aware. Thank you for the sharing this morning. We ask your blessing upon Sagas and Melissa and the work that they're doing. You are a gracious God, and we are grateful for all you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.